Hello, this is Lance Thurston, and this is the reframe on lovability. I would like you to sit back and relax, make yourself comfortable, kick your shoes off if necessary, loose clothing, make sure there's no distractions going to occur, and just sort of relax and make yourself comfortable and feel yourself within your body. The first part will be a metaphysical preparation to regenerate, recreate yourself. If you are not metaphysically inclined, skip past that part to the, you might say, hardcore scientific part, to the psychological part. Relax and feel yourself in your body. Wiggle your toes. Wiggle your rear end a little bit. Wiggle your shoulders and feel your body from the inside. Feel your skeleton from the inside as if you were the bones themselves. Feel the flesh on the outside of your bones. Feel the skin holding it all together. And just feel yourself as yourself. And to yourself, say your name three times inside, such a way that it echoes off the soles of your feet, and establish ownership of yourself. I am. I am. I am. And imagine that you're grounded with a grounding line from the first chakra to the center of the earth. The first chakra is a silver dollar-sized ball of energy in the lower part of the torso. And imagine there is a line connecting that part of your body, an energy line, all the way down to the core of the planet. If you could see that line, if you could sense that line, what color would it be? Is it bright or dull? In your imagination, reach down and touch that line. Is your grounding cord hard or soft? Hot or cold or neutral? Still or moving? If your grounding cord had a sound, what would your grounding cord sound like? If your grounding cord had a sound, what would it sound like? Check it all the way down to the center of the planet. Make sure it's firmly attached. Check it all the way up to your body and make sure it's firmly attached. And make sure your first chakra is firmly attached to all the other chakras in the body, to every cell of your body, grounding out every cell of your body. And your body itself is made of atoms and molecules of the planet Earth, dust unto dust, all that. And so you're as much an earthling as a rosebush or an oak tree or the Rock of Gibraltar. And imagine that you had roots like an oak tree or a rosebush deep into the soil of the mother planet, nourishing and sustaining and supporting you, balancing and protecting, cleansing and purifying, establishing your strength and your solidity like a massive oak tree with the beauty of a rosebush. And feel your whole body resonating to the earth as part of the earth. And you're also a spiritual being connected to the God of your heart, connected to the Creator. And imagine the energy of creation. God said, let there be light. Let the bright light of God's creativity be above you like a sun shining down into you. Filling you up with creativity to recreate, to regenerate every cell in your body. And just allow the energy to fill you up as if you were a vase, as if you were a pitcher of a golden, a beautiful creative fluid. Fill yourself up with the creativity of the universe, with God's creativity, till it fills you up so far that it begins to bubble over outside the top, till you actually bubble over and you begin filling the room. You're running so much of it, you're overflowing. You have more than you need, so you fill the entire room, and it begins to bubble up over your head, bright, sparkly energy all the way to the ceiling, and you're in the middle of it, and you're floating in it, calm and relaxed, floating in a sea of God's creativity. What color is God's creativity? What color do you sense you're floating in? And with every breath you inhale that color, you inhale God's creativity into your system with every breath, filling you till every particle within you glows and is recreated, regenerated, rejuvenated. Every particle within you regenerated, rejuvenated, recreated. And be aware of this going on throughout your entire physical body and your spiritual body as you regenerate, rejuvenate, and recreate. And within you is that intelligent intellectual part, and it's admiring all this going on. And it creates an automatic pilot to guide and direct and control that energy to continually keep it flowing forever and ever and ever at precisely the amount that is best for your growth, your evolution, for your health and your happiness, for your regeneration, rejuvenation. And put that part in charge of that. And the conscious intellectual mind is in the center of the head. And it's communicating with your unconscious as if it were another person. And your unconscious is there. And your conscious mind asks your unconscious as if they could talk, if it has any objections, if it has any objections to exploring where your unconscious, as a little tiny child, first learned lovability, whether it was or was not lovable, and in what style and quantity. Ask your unconscious if it has any objections to learning lovability, to teaching your conscious mind about lovability. If there are objections, ask the part that is objecting if it will help, if it will guard and protect you and make sure nothing happens to you without its permission. That it will join in, it will help protect, guard, guide, and lead you into your own answers so that you can be safe and protected. and put that part in charge of your growth. Give it the love and the responsibility. Ask that part to go deep, deep, deep down inside your memory when you first, as a little child, first learned about lovability, which in essence is how to be lovable in the quantity you were allowed, in the quality you were allowed that did the work. And ask your unconscious to create a symbol that represents lovability, be any size, shape, or color, but not a person. A symbol that represents lovability to you. Take that symbol and put it in the upturned palm of the right hand. Turn the palm of your right hand up and allow the symbol to be there. What is the color of lovability? Is it bright or dim or something in between? What is the shape of lovability? What is the shape of lovability? Is it large or medium or small? It's your imagination. It can be a mile across or a micron. It still fit in your hand. Is it sharp or is it fuzzy? Lift it up. Is it heavy or light or neutral? What is the weight of lovability to your unconscious as you first learned it as a little child? Is it hot or cold or neutral? If you squeezed it, would it be hard or soft? What is the texture of lovability? Is it still or moving? Lift it up. Check it out. If it had a sound, what would be the sound of lovability? If it had a sound, what would be the sound of lovability? Is it loud or quiet? Raucous or soft? How does your body feel as you sense the lovability picture in the palm of your right hand? Does it feel warm or cold? Or loose or tight? Any particular part of your body responding? Are there any words in your head? Are they your words? Is it your voice even? Ask your unconscious mind to tell your conscious mind how old you were when you first learned this. You would have learned it before the age of 7 and probably before the age of 3. How old were you when you first learned lovability? You might get an age, you might get a number, you might get a picture of yourself at that age, and you might have to figure out how old that kid was. How old were you when you first learned lovability? Guess what? You didn't invent lovability. You had to learn it from somebody. Who did you learn lovability from? Who did you please by being this quality of lovable or not lovable? Whose energy did you match about lovability? Male? Female? Brother? Sister? Aunt? Who taught you lovability? Allow them to appear. You matched their energy for a purpose. It was important to do it right. What would have happened to you if you hadn't accepted this lovability? What is this lovability picture, or lack, or plus, or whatever, doing for you? What is the purpose of your survival? What is your survival purpose of having this particular level of lovability? This particular quality, style, flavor, taste, smell of lovability. What is it doing for you? What would happen if you did it wrong? If you had too much or too little or none? What would happen if you did it wrong? What would happen to you if you didn't do this right? What would happen to the baby? What would happen to the little child you that didn't do this right? What is lovability doing for you? What is lovability doing for you? Obviously, since it's there to protect you and you have survived, it's done its job. The fact that you are able to listen to this indicates a successful program. The program says survival, not happiness. Nothing in the universe says you have to be happy, only that you have to survive. If you want happiness, you have to ask for it. This program succeeded in your survival. Would you be so kind as to thank it? If you had an employee that worked so hard for you, day in, day out, year in, year out, making you precisely the quality of lovable that survived. If you had an employee that worked that hard for you but never got a vacation, never got a bonus, never got a day off, never got a pat in the back, never got a thank you. My goodness, this is a loyal, true, a loyal employee. Thank that part, please. Thank that part of you, that lovable part of you. Thank it for your survival. Give it a hug. Now see that child, that little child, who learned this particular lovable picture so as to save their life, so as to agree, so as to become part of the family. This kid did the best that they could. In fact, did a brilliant job. You're alive, aren't you? This kid was successful. Unfortunately, the child did not have access to all the information of how to do it right, but that child did the best they could and did a fine job, or you wouldn't be able to listen to this tape. If the kid had a good counselor, somebody who really loved them, who really cared for them, who's really concerned over them, who really totally accepted them, think what more they could do, how they could enhance, increase, involve this whole lovability in totally unknown heights if this kid had gotten a good start. There's only one person who has all of the abilities to help this child, and that's you. In your imagination, step into the picture. Step into the picture and up to the child and pick that child up and wrap your arms around this child and open your heart and your mind and your soul with total love and total acceptance. And run the creative energy of the universe through that child and through the whole situation. And with that, create a shield around the child so the child is no longer threatened. So the child can relax and be comfortable and be happy in your arms. Give that child whatever the child needs. Explain to the child telepathically through your own soul, because you are this child. You're with them. Give that child anything and everything that child needs to be happy. Total love, total acceptance. Whatever that child needs to be happy, to feel safe and secure, to be protected and warm and relaxed and open and happy, do that now. Do that now. Give that child whatever the child needs to make them happy. Make sure they know that you're the grown-up self and you're proof they're going to survive. And thank them for the great job they're doing and tell them, hey, there's lots of new things you can use that will occur after the age you got programmed so this child could grow up to be this happy, healthy, wonderful, joyous person able to use lovability to make themselves happy. Whatever that means. Trust your own unconscious. If it's grown up as you, believe me, it's only going to do the best. Make a symbol for the child, a token of your appreciation. It could be anything from a top to a teddy bear to a blanket. Something that they always have to know you're with them forever, so they'll never, ever have to feel alone and helpless again. They'll always feel safe and protected and loved. Create a symbol or a toy for this child out of love and give it to them. Everything that you needed. Ask the child if the child will go into your unconscious mind, into that period of time after they were programmed and now, and find all the forgotten resources that they could use to grow up to become strong, happy, healthy individuals able to use lovability to make themselves happy. They can go into that in no time. And oddly enough, no child has ever refused. Let the child go with joy in their little toy and give them a last hug and let them go into the unconscious memory banks to find all those resources in no time so that they'll have it all of your entire life history by the time you call on them in a few minutes. And they're gone. Child is in your unconscious. And keep the original picture in the palm of the left hand. And be in the center of your head. And just feel that creative energy flowing in under the control of your automatic pilot. And ask your automatic pilot to divert a whole big batch of it into the left hand to make it a big, strong chunk, especially powerful in the left hand of creativity. Now, we need to bring your conscious resources out so you remember a time when you felt creative. The most creative time you can think of, whatever it may be, a time we've used before, or it can be just any time you feel very, very creative. If it takes you longer to discover this, hit the pause button and just do it until you remember a specific time when you felt creative. And put that in the palm of the left hand. Remember a specific time when you felt intelligent, very, very wise, smart, sagacious, intelligent, the smartest, maybe the best grade you ever got. Again, hit the pause button until you do. Remember a specific time when you felt intelligent. Then put it into the palm of the left hand. Remember a time when you felt very, very intuitive or psychic, knowingness. A time you just knew or intuitive or psychic. A specific time. Take that time and put it in the palm of the left hand. Remember a time when you felt amusement. Perhaps you were out with a bunch of friends just having a grand time and you felt connected with the world and your friends and you were so happy and so proud and so amused. And just put that amusement into the palm of the left hand. And remember a time when you felt very, very happy, when your whole body was just alight with glowing with happiness. I don't care what eventually happened, but I want the moment when you felt happiest, the moment you felt at your glorious, happiest moment of your life, when your whole body was full of happiness, when you felt happiness. And put that feeling into the palm of the left hand, that happiness into the palm of the left hand. And now ask the child to bring up all the goodies and resources out of your unconscious that they had found and to add them, pour them into the left hand, add them to the other program. Just fill it, fill it, fill it. Overflowing, full. Let anything negative or inappropriate drain out. As it drains out, it will leave behind a new symbol. A new symbol, a symbol of how you can use lovability to make yourself happy. And the new symbol appears in the left hand. What color is your lovability, your adult lovability? What shape is your happy lovability? Does it feel like it's large, medium, small? Don't judge. Is it bright or dim or something in between? Is it sharp? Clear or fuzzy and hazy? Lift it up. Is it heavy, light, neutral? What is the weight of lovability? What is the temperature of lovability? Is it hot, cold, neutral? If you squeezed it, would it be hard or soft? What is the texture of lovability? If it had a sound, what would be the sound of lovability? If it had a sound, what would be the sound of happy lovability? Is it loud or soft or silent? How does your body feel as you sense this energy in your left hand? Does it get hot or cold or loose or tight or just right or what? Serene? Do you like the picture in your left hand? Does it feel right? You always have the right. It's your pictures to make it a little brighter or a little this, a little that, whatever. But check it out. Maybe that's too much. Make it whatever works best for you, individual you. You can play with it until it's perfect for you. Ask for your higher self's approval. Ask for your higher self's approval. Ask for the blessings of the God of your heart. Ask for the blessings of the God of your heart. Let it flow in. Allow the energy, the power, the little sparkles, golden, silver sparkles, to just suffuse through the whole picture, enhancing it, making it more and more glowing and strong and powerful. And ask your unconscious to take control of your right and left arms, your right and left arms, so your arms begin to float in the air. As it does, your hands come up, your hands and arms float in the air.